What are y'all doing?
Welcome in to the Burgundy Blues podcast, a show dedicated to our fantasy football league as we continue our journey to obtain the coveted Burgundy jacket. I'm Mackenzie Smith, joined tonight by league mate Jordan Clark. Everyone else appears to still be recovering. What's going on tonight?
Not much. I think I'm about 80% recovered, so still like, I don't know, I just feel slightly off. I think the older I get, the longer it takes me to recover from a weekend like that.
It takes a serious toll. I would ask you what you're drinking tonight, but I just have a bottle of water.
Same, so I got some water.
That's where I'm at. I literally just woke up from about a 30-minute nap, so then it's 9 o'clock. So this is what we've done to ourselves. But it came. It was worth it. Definitely came and went. Good weekend overall. Lots of good memories. Always a blast, and comes and goes too soon. But at the same time, I don't think I want to drink alcohol until the next draft.
Yeah,
we'll see. But yeah, man, so we had a draft, and looking at it here, lots of good things happening. So really just going to take tonight and go through each of these teams. That'll probably be it. Good old traditional draft order from this time with a little burger thrown in that Diggins ended up getting. He's still probably working off that burger. That might be why he's not here tonight. But yeah, so I ended up going first, which is the nice for a change. I always tend to get shafted the way that we do this draft, and I end up kind of in a lot of the later rounds. But this was awesome to get to go first because I got the third pick, and I believe Logan had two and J-Bell had one. J-Bell ended up picking the ninth pick, which is interesting. And Logan wanted the third. So before we start, we've probably talked about this before, but my question to you is, if you had the number one pick here, where would you have gone?
Yeah, I think this year I probably would have picked one of the first three spots. I don't know if it would have been one, two, or three. Probably one, just being in the moment. You're like, heck yeah, I'm going to get Jonathan Taylor or Christian McCaffrey or, you know, whichever guy of your choice there. But sometimes I like being towards the back. I rarely like the 5, 6, 7 spot. But like 8, 9, 10 isn't too bad just because you get the quick turnaround. And then obviously the early rounds or the early picks as well. I don't know if that this year. There's just a lot of good talent in the first round. So it felt like there wasn't really a bad, you're not really missing out on anybody huge, I don't feel, at any of these positions.
Yeah. I think when I would do mock drafts, it seemed to be that after that sixth spot, I really didn't like my teams. Like, I'd be okay with drafting sixth and going wide receiver for my first pick and trying to make up running backs as we go. But I just really didn't like those teams, but I usually would like my team at 1 through 5. So, but that was just me. And I think everyone ended up with a pretty solid crew. The way that we trying to predict who does what is always wild. I mean, there's some pretty crazy stuff in here just looking at it. But so let's go ahead and start off with my team. I'm going to let you kind of go through this because I don't really want to talk about my own stuff. I'll kind of do the same for you, but I'll let you kind of rattle off and then we'll kind of talk about what's there.
All right. So for your team this year, pick number one, Jonathan Taylor. So that's a clear number one for a lot of people. Some people will go Christian McCaffrey there.
And I had as soon as I figured out that Logan, you know, I was asking everybody what they wanted. And as soon as I figured out that Logan and J-Bell did not want one or two, I had the option to either, essentially, I was at that moment, I was picking Jonathan Taylor or Christian McCaffrey, you know, when I was picking my spot. And I had to really think about it and ended up, ended up deciding on Jonathan Taylor, which I thought was the safer pick. And I was going to try to get some more upside somewhere else.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor, I think you never know how the season's going to go, but he probably is safer just in terms of injury history, injury risk, better offense, better quarterback. So I think, obviously, that's a great pick. There's really nothing bad to say about taking Jonathan Taylor with the first pick.
Not a wrong choice, but will it be the right choice?
Yeah, I mean, yes. Yeah, we'll see. I'll read through the rest of the players and then kind of go through them. So you had Jonathan Taylor, CeeDee Lamb, Deebo Samuel, Marquise Brown, Allen Robinson, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Is that Cordero Patterson?
Yep.
Some of these are kind of blurry.
Yeah, okay. Cordero Patterson,
Damian Pierce, TJ Hawkinson, KJ Osborne, Trey Lance, Tyler Boyd, and that last offensive guy I can't make out.
Garrett Wilson. He's a wide receiver for the Jets.
And then you had the Tampa Bay defense, looks like. So overall, I like your team a lot. Oh, yes. right in at the end, Isaiah Pacheco. That's right. So we talked about the first pick. CeeDee Lamb, that's kind of – he fell off, I feel like. Yeah, you think so too. So I couldn't remember in mock drafts if he was going early or second, but to fall all the way to the last pick of the second round, that's a really good
He went so he went in order of most mock drafts that I've done, you know, after Tyreek Hill, after Diggs. But it seemed to be that there was a lot more running backs taken in the second round over wide receivers, which a lot of mock drafts I've done, there's usually a tight end there. We had a tight end go in the first round. There's usually a quarterback in the second round. So it was really surprising to see CeeDee there. So kind of a no-brainer for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that pick a lot. Yeah, no-brainer for sure. The third pick, I'm curious how much you debated, because there were still some pretty decent running backs on the board, and you decided to go with another receiver. So what was kind of the thought process?
Let me see. So running backs, I would have looked at Josh Jacobs and Breece Hall were essentially guys that I could have gotten, because those were ones, I think.
There was Ezekiel Elliott, Saquon Barkley, Cam Akers, Javonte Williams, all came after that Deebo Samuel pick.
Oh, okay. I was looking at it the wrong way. The snake draft throws me off sometimes. So my plan at the number one pick was to try to get four top 15 wide receivers on my team. Gotcha. And because I knew that Jonathan Taylor, I was going to be locked in at running back. And then I was going to take a chance just to try to get an RB2 later. I knew that was pretty rare, but I wanted some great wide receivers, especially picking first. I knew that it was just going to be so long before I was able to pick again. And I knew that there were a couple of running backs that I was going to be looking at in the seventh and eighth round. Specifically, Cordero Patterson was who I was going to be targeting as my RB2 in like the seventh or eighth round, which I did end up getting. And I just saw more value in wide receivers. Like, I ended up both Marquise Brown and Allen Robinson, or like, I think Marquise Brown is like wide receiver 17 and Robinson was like 19 or 18 or something like that. So I didn't end up getting four top 15 guys, which is almost that's what the zero RB strategy is you want four top 15 wide receivers on your team by the fifth round is the zero RB strategy. And I was trying to do that with Jonathan Taylor, and it just didn't work out. But I think the wide receivers I got were still pretty solid.
Yeah, I like the receivers a lot. Marquise Brown, I have to remind myself, because he kind of had some low years with the Ravens the past couple seasons. He's been very boom or bust, but now he's with the Cardinals, and Hopkins is going to be out for the first six games, so he's going to be the number one target there.
Yes, we'll see how that goes whenever he comes back. But for at least the first six games, he'll be a solid choice, and maybe I grab someone else off waivers, or maybe some of these other guys that I have hit for that could end up being better than Marquise Brown. But I did also end up taking Allen Robinson. It hurt a lot, but I just didn't like anyone else there. I was stuck in that four wide receiver start. And, you know, if I didn't take a wide receiver then, I was going to be stuck with like Gabriel Davis and Jalen Waddle as my fourth wide receiver. And we have two flex positions. So I had to do it.
Yeah, I like Allen Robinson a lot actually this year. So I liked that pick. So then you had three running backs in a row, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Cordarrelle Patterson, and Damian Pierce. And those are three guys that are like, they're the RB1s on the team, but there's still kind of a lot of question marks with them. Maybe less so with Patterson just because I think they have the rookie Algier. I don't know who else is on the depth chart for running back there.
With Patterson, they're just not going to use him like they did last year.
Yeah, I have some of that regression. Pierce obviously is getting a ton of hype now, especially even since you drafted him like really 4 days ago. Marlon Mack was released. They're still a terrible team. Probably not going to be that great this year, but he's going to be the RB1, so that's a good value to get an eighth round pick. And then you had TJ Hawkinson, so that's a solid tight end choice. So then you had some more, you know, bench receivers that will be good for bye weeks and whatnot. So Trey Lance is your quarterback. I remember you saying on last week's podcast, really before, that you're a big Trey Lance fan. So was this the quarterback you were kind of going in to the draft wanting to get?
I was going for Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts was my target quarterback. And I even told Diggins after he said he had drafted Justin Herbert and we were going into the eighth or ninth round. And I pulled him aside and I was like, I'm taking Jalen Hurts. This round is happening. And then literally two picks later, Forrest took him. And so I was devastated. And at that point, you know, pretty much every quarterback that could move except for Russell Wilson was gone. And I was just like, man, I just love Trey Lance. I know that it's is a pretty low floor, which is kind of sketchy. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, this is his first year coming out as the starter. Yeah. There's a lot of hype around him. He looks incredible. I think he can be just as good as any of these other guys that have gone before him. But it is a much more of a risky pick, but getting a good quarterback in the 11th round is kind of crazy. Yeah. I was looking at Tom Brady too. Tom Brady went in the 13th round. So he was definitely an option that I could have taken, but I wanted the upside with somebody trying to take a couple chances.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, overall, you're really strong with your RB1 with Jonathan Taylor. You have a strong receiving core. Your RB2 is kind of a bigger question mark, but I mean, Jonathan Taylor is such a stud, you know, he's gonna be like almost enough to be two running backs most weeks. So I like your team a lot. I think for the first, especially being a first round pick, because that can get their first pick, that can get kind of tough waiting so long for things to come back. I think good job with that too.
Yeah, I think for a first round pick, I think that I do like the team. And the thing, and even though those three guys that I got, those three running backs, are a bit iffy, I mean, that's kind of what you have to deal with, but I think that they're all about the same. I really do think Damian Pierce could rise to the top. He may be in my RB2 slot every week. But the other two guys could end up being a solid flex, maybe in week six when Marquise Brown gets a little bit less. So maybe, you know, Patterson's doing a bit better there, or maybe Clyde's finally seeing something, or maybe Clyde doesn't see anything and I have Isaiah Pacheco on my team. So I don't know, but yeah, I feel pretty good about it, but I will say I'm usually really confident coming out of the draft. I'm not as confident this time, but just because of the circumstances, but we shall see. This could be it, but yeah, move on. Colton's team, who had the second pick, his team is Austin Eckler with his first pick and then Nick Chubb tied into the third round with Mark Andrews. He's a big fan of him. Travis Etienne, Deontay Johnson, Gabriel Davis, Chris Godwin, James Cook, little bro, Brandon Ayuk, Chris Olave, Drake London. Both of those guys I was looking at getting. Michael Carter, Robbie Anderson, and John Michie. I'm not sure who that is. And Justin Fields.
He's actually he dropped Michie because that's the Houston guy that has leukemia, so he's not even playing this year.
Oh, God, yeah.
So he's dropped him since the draft.
That's probably a solid move.
Yeah,
Colton's team looks pretty good too. He's strong in running back for sure. Austin Eckler, yeah. Nick Chubb. I know I love to hear what was going through his mind as to why he didn't pick Christian McCaffrey here. I think that Austin Eckler is the safer pick for sure. You know, a lot of the same reason why I picked Jonathan Taylor is it's a safer pick. I think that Austin Eckler has the same consistency as Jonathan Taylor, Christian McCaffrey, same consistency as those two guys. I don't know if he can hit as high as those two guys can. But, you know, it's a solid pick, but I'd love to hear his actual thoughts on it. Nick Chubb is obviously who was there that was left of that caliber of running back, I think. I think I'd rather have him over Zeke. Actually, I don't know.
It's tough. It's tough this year.
Not the biggest fan of Nick Chubb. I mean, just the Browns in general is a big question mark. But Colton, it's hard. I know it's hard for him to look at Nick Chubb and
yeah, he's been a Nick Chubb guy forever.
Mm-hmm. And then Mark Andrews, Travis Etienne, also pretty solid. What do you think about his wide receivers?
So I think that's, you know, you take the weaker position with receivers when you start off so strong with running backs and tight ends. So going four straight rounds without a receiver. But I do like Deontay Johnson a lot. I mean, he's going to be the wide receiver one on the Steelers team. And you mentioned that you were going after Chris Olave. That was definitely a guy I wanted. And this happened to me twice on draft day because it came to my pick. I think so we were snaking. So I was essentially picking the seventh spot in the sixth round. I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and take a quarterback because they were starting to go. And I wanted a rushing guy. So I took Lamar Jackson. And I was like, and Gabe Davis is going to come back around. I'm going to take him. And then 2 weeks later, Colton takes Gabe Davis. And then later on in the draft, when it's the 10th round, I don't know why. I think I just was like, okay, let me get one more running back kind of secured. And then I'm going to take Chris Olave. He's going to come back around. And then two picks later, Colton took Chris Olave. So two of those receivers I like a lot this year. Davis being, you know, just such a high scoring offense with the Bills. You got Stephon Diggs, but he'll be the number two guy there. And then is that Chris Godwin yet next?
Yeah, Godwin.
And he should be back to start the season. Yeah. So it's hard. It's a toss-up with him. Who knows? I think he has some solid talent at receiver, and receiver's pretty depth. He has those two rookies with Olave and Drake London. So they could hit. Running back's obviously the strong part of his team, and then receiver is a step down from that, but I still think they're good. They're good picks.
Yeah, I think he did the best that he could have there at running back. I think if I was doing this, never mind. I was going to say I'd take Courtland Sutton, but he couldn't have taken Courtland Sutton. The snake just really throw me off looking at the board. Yeah, I don't know what else you could do here. Unless he takes either Marquise Brown or Allen Robinson at that spot. But I like Travis Etienne a lot. That he would have been hard to pass up. For me, he's getting a ton of hype too. I think Jacksonville is on the rise after last year. This is probably the first time that we actually see Trevor Lawrence because I just think the Jaguars from last year can just be scratched. Travis Etienne looks great. So his running backs are awesome, but if he can squeeze some kind of the opposite of me, you know, if he can squeeze some small production out of these, enough production out of his wide receivers, just like me with these running backs, he's got a really good team. Michael Carter down there too, as you know, could, I mean, he's behind Breece Hall maybe, but I doubt that Breece Hall's getting the whole thing in the beginning, but I don't know. But what do you think about Justin Fields as his last pick, 15th pick for quarterback?
I mean, I hope he has a great year and throws the ball a lot to my receiver, Darnell Mooney. the Bears are just one of those teams that I'm not super thrilled to have any of their players. And when you're taking a quarterback with your last pick, he's probably the best of what was there. I say that. I mean, there was Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Antoine, and taking Tom Brady. But yeah, Fields, I can't really remember how he did last year. I want to say it wasn't, he didn't light the world on fire or anything. But this is his second year.
Yeah, I think last year was a struggle.
So we'll see. It's tough. Good thing about quarterbacks, though, is there's plenty out there and they're easy to kind of fill those spots if one of them flops.
Yeah. And I think it would have been Justin Fields, or he would have been looking at Matt Stafford, Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers, and Kirk Cousins. And of those guys, Justin Fields is the one that moves the most. So you have more upside with him potentially. Anything else on Colton's team?
I don't think so. We'll see how he does.
Next up is Logan's team. His guys are Christian McCaffrey at 103, Aaron Jones, Ezekiel Elliott. Really strong running back. Good freaking Lord. Cortland Sutton, Brandon Cooks, Chase Edmonds, another one. Dalton Schultz, Christian Kirk, Alan Lazard, Russell Wilson, Elijah Moore, Chuba Hubbard, DJ Shark, Rondell Moore, and the Baltimore Ravens defense. I just realized Colton didn't pick a defense, but I bet he probably picked one up whenever he dropped Mitchie. So that's not a bad deal. Yeah, this is the running back team here. Good freaking wow.
Yeah. Yeah, really, really solid running back, especially if like Ezekiel Elliott outperforms what people are expecting this year to have him. And then Aaron Jones, who's going to be sharing a lot more with Dylan this year, but should still be a top running back. And then even when you take all those three guys, even starting your wide receiver with Cortland Sutton, I mean, he should have a great year with Russell Wilson. And then I like Brandon Cooks a lot this year, too. I mean, as we've mentioned, the Houston Texans are still going to be not a great offense. But they should be losing a lot, which means they'll be passing a little bit more. And Cooks is the number one receiver there. So he should see a lot of that.
The way I view the Texans is that they have to do better than they did last year.
Yeah.
So last year, everything was in shambles, and they were just kind of trying to finish the season. And this year, they've kind of taken that and seem to have developed some sort of plan with what they have. So I think that there's more to see. They'll be bad, but I think they'll be better. And you're right. Someone has to cast their ball, and it will probably be Brandon Cooks. I freaking love Logan's team. I play him in week one. He's predicted to beat me by 10 points right now. This is why, because each of his running backs are predicted to score over like 15.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's hard to beat. And then you just fill in the gaps with some wide receivers that you can get. I know Logan hates running backs. Well, he hates dealing with running backs. And I guess this is the solution, is get all the good ones.
Yeah, no kidding.
And figure out the rest as you go. Yeah, I think Logan's team is one to beat for sure this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks. Yeah. I don't know what else to say. Dalton Schultz is a solid mid round tight end, or of the, you know, you got your Kelce, Mark Andrews, Kyle Pitts, George Kittle of the next year. You know, Dalton Schultz is definitely at the top of that for me. Maybe Dallas Goedert over it a little bit, but yeah, this is a good team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Russell Wilson too. Man.
Yeah.
I love it. Russell Wilson was a contender for what I wanted in a quarterback, but I don't know. I think there are some question marks there, but a lot of hype around him. Logan's team is awesome.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan. Ravens. And he almost, I remember you came up to at one point and you're like, Logan's not taking Christian McCaffrey. You might get Christian McCaffrey with the fourth pick. And I'm like, oh my God. And then Logan went up there. He's like, no, I think I changed my mind.
He was like, well, I think that he, I don't think he knew that he would fall to him. I think that he wanted that third pick so he wouldn't have to make that decision. And then when he's right there staring you in the face, it is hard to not put the sticker on the board.
Yep.
But yeah. But you didn't get him. You ended up with, as you are next, Derrick Henry, Leonard Fournette, Saquon Barkley, T. Higgins, George Kittle, Lamar Jackson, Darnell Mooney, Hunter Renfro might be a good name for him. Rashad Penny, Daryl Henderson, Devonta Parker, Russell Gage, Jahan Dotson, Alexander Mattison, and the Colts defense. As you look at your team here, what are you scared of? Or are you just absolutely confident in what you've got?
No, I'm not a big fan of my receivers, especially Darnell Mooney, just because of the offense he's with. I mean, maybe he'll surprise me this year. And then Devonta Parker with New England, I'm not – some of these spots – and really when I was in the draft, my plan was not to take three running backs in a row, but I wanted – I don't know. When it came to the second pick and Leonard Fournette was there, I feel like he's going to have another great season, so I wanted to go with him. And then the third pick came around, and Saquon Barkley's still there. So I'm like, well, you know, obviously he struggled, but if he's fully back healthy, I mean, he has the talent to be a top running back. I mean, he has the talent to be like a round one running back.
Yeah, if he's right.
Yeah, and the receivers that were – so the receivers that went after Barkley, DJ Moore, AJ Brown, and then back – yeah,
Michael Pittman.
And so out of those guys, I kind of just wanted Barkley more than any of those receivers. So I took him. I don't know if I'm happy about it or not. I mean, I like having the depth at running back there. Hopefully they all stay healthy. My first two running backs I'm not really worried about. I know Henry's coming off an injury as well. But then my receivers... T. Higgins, I like. He was on my team last year. I liked him last year. He kind of started off slow. He is opposite of Chase, so he's not the number one guy. But he ended the year on fire. I still think he'll get plenty of targets. But it's like almost all of my receivers are number two guys. Like I don't have, except for Mooney, I think he's the number one guy on the Bears.
Yeah, he plays for the Bears.
So that's my biggest concern, obviously. I really wanted Kyle Pitts, too, but he didn't make it to me. So I went with Kittle, which he's been a little bit iffy the past season or so, but I still think he'll have a good season.
What scares me is all the potential injuries here. As I look at every single one of these players that's been hurt before, Derrick Henry, I think Fournette's had some stuff in the past. Saquon Barkley can't seem to get right. George Kittle out for the season. So I think that if they are all healthy, you have a really solid team. But I think it would have been hard for me to pick some of these players just because of the risk. But you don't win fantasy football by being really safe.
Yeah, and I truly try not to draft. Like I try not to let past injuries influence.
And that's a good
draft because they're all in the NFL. They're all liable to get injured at some point. And honestly, it didn't cross my mind except for with Barkley when I was picking him during the draft itself. But you're right. I mean, these guys could all be in casts after week two. So then I'll just be screwed at that point. But
yeah, I hope that you get the full load of Derrick Henry this year. And
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All of it. Yeah. You know, I definitely think you got a good draft. I like Russell Gage a lot. I think that he's a pretty solid. Again, probably wide receiver two or three, but could be a good flex, especially if you have an injury. I don't know that I know who Jahan Dotson is.
So he's the rookie receiver with the Commanders. He's gotten a lot of hype.
Oh, right. Okay. In the preseason. Yep.
And it's funny you say that about Gage because I actually dropped him yesterday.
Oh, really?
Or 2 days ago. Yeah, because he's still dealing with some injuries and it didn't sound like he's going to be ready for the season. So I went back and picked up Isaiah McKenzie instead. I like that.
Okay, well, if anybody wants to burn a roster spot, Russell Gage is on waivers.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, which means he'll be on my team. Yeah, man, your team's good. I think that, you know, but the strong point for sure is going to be Lamar Jackson, MVP quarterback. You get what you get with him. He's gonna definitely carry. He carried my team last year. There were some bad weeks, and I still was able to pull out wins because he would get me at least like 25 points a week. So you combine that with Derrick Henry's 30 and another potential 15 to 20 from George Kittle, and I don't really know what else you need. So you fill in the gaps there with everybody else. Scary Harry's team, Hayden, had the fifth pick and went wide receiver at the beginning. I knew we were getting a zero RB here. It didn't quite happen. So the first pick was Jamar Chase, Tyreek Hill, Cam Akers, David Montgomery, DK Metcalf, Jalen Waddle, Adam Thielen, Devonta Smith, Cole Kmet, Marquez, Valdez, Scantling, JD McKissick. He sucks. I can't read that name without listening and hearing him say that. Joe Burrow, Raheem Mostert, Khalil Herbert, the New Orleans Saints, and the bonus player of Younghoe Koo. Starting off strong for sure with Jamar Chase and Tyreek Hill. Those two are going to be great wide receivers for him. But when your starting running backs are Cam Akers and David Montgomery, is rough.
Yeah, I agree. Cam Akers, and I think it was Sunday morning, we were sitting on the couch, and some news reports came through that like Akers may not be ready week one. Yeah. Of course, I have Daryl Henderson over there on my team. I'm like, all right, that's good. And if you look at his other, JD McKissick and Raheem Mostert, Khalil Herbert, none of these are really like starting.
I know. Yeah.
Running backs.
Yeah, so his, something out.
Yeah, his receivers are super strong. I mean, even past those first two picks, well, I don't really like Metcalf that much this year just because of the quarterbacks he's dealing with. Yeah. But the other receivers he's got, I like. But yeah, that running back core is hurting a little bit.
I almost wonder if if in this situation he should have kept going with it, when he gets DJ Moore and DJ Moore and T Higgins, T Higgins wouldn't, DJ Moore and Cortland Sutton he could have gotten as his. Then he's got Jamar Chase, Tyreek Hill, DJ Moore, Cortland Sutton. That would have been a freaking team. And then he's looking at potentially like Breece Hall, AJ Dillon as his, running backs, which I don't know that those two are going to be any worse than David Montgomery and Cam Akers. So I think that might have been the play here with the way where he was at in the draft and with how he started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think that would have been a good move. And who knows if Akers does. I mean, Akers will come back healthy at some point, and when he does, he'll be the RB1, and he has the talent. And Montgomery, he has shown weeks where he's a great running back, but it's just like so hit or miss. So maybe he has obviously he does have more confidence in those players than we do.
There's just nothing exciting there about the running backs. And I think you just need a little bit of that, but Hayden plays the game he will have one player on this team at the end of the year. The rest of them, Hayden's just drafting capital. At this point, like he's going to make some moves. He'll find somebody. That's how he won the Burgundy. So I guarantee you that this is not what his team looks like at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, you definitely can't win with what you start with. So, but we'll see. Cole Kmet is a tight end, is another one I was looking at to get potentially, just because you usually can get him pretty late. I think ninth round actually might be a little early for him. I see him going like 11th or 12th, but solid team. Just needs a little work there.
Yeah. So just one more running back piece and it looked a lot better.
Absolutely. Make some moves. Antoine at position 6. Going with Cooper Kupp. I also want to know why Hayden wouldn't have picked, why he wanted Chase over Kupp. Obviously, there's a reason. But Kupp, Chase, and Jefferson, I'm cool with having. But, I'm sure you got reasons for why you'd want one if you had top pick. Antoine takes Cooper Kupp first overall for his team. Followed up by Alvin Kamara, which could be awesome if the suspension is fine. Josh Allen, Mike Evans, Breece Hall, J.K. Dobbins, which I think is struggling again with an injury. Jerry McLaurin, Devin Singletary, Amari Cooper, Melvin Gordon, Nyheim Hines, his boy, Zach Ertz, Tom Brady, second quarterback, San Francisco 49ers defense, and Pat Freiermuth as a second tight end. What do you like in here?
Obviously, Cooper Kupp, and like you said, Kamara, if his suspension holds out until next season, that will be a steal in the second round. Yeah. Quarterback, yeah. Josh Allen, so he's got the best. I think his team is a very balanced team.
It is.
He has the top receiver. He has a top running back. He has a top quarterback. And then he has a lot of good second-tier guys like Mike Evans. He's not even second-tier. I mean, he will have a great season.
In the fourth round, yeah.
Yeah, and then Breece Hall, that's kind of – he seems to be ahead of Michael Carter some days and not some days. So that will be kind of as the season plays out, how he performs. And then J.K. Dobbins, we know – they just brought on Kenyon Drake. So there might be some concern with his injury history. But other than that, you got Devin Singletary. He's RB1 with the Bills, which will be more of a committee, but still he'll have a lot of work there. Terry McLaurin, Melvin Gordon, he's sharing the backfield with Williams. Very, very well balanced out in those early rounds.
Yeah. Those top four, his top four picks are rock solid. Top Kamara, Josh Allen, Mike Evans. That sets the foundation for an awesome team. You know, the rest of these guys can move in and out. There'll be some good waiver picks. The weakness here is tight end, I think, for Antoine.
Yeah.
You know, you wait that late for a tight end, you're taking a shot in the dark. He's got two, so one could hit if he wants to choose the roster, keep both of them on the roster, but also two tight ends on a roster and two quarterbacks is probably not going to last very long, especially whenever there are some big waiver moves to be made. Someone's going to have to go. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the Tom Brady play is definitely keep away because when are you going to – I guess – I don't know. I don't know why I picked him there other than to keep him from someone else.
Right.
But Antoine's team is crazy good in the beginning. I think there's room here for him to have a great season with a little bit of work. Especially, man, if Breece Hall hits though and goes off, then we're really off to the races with this team. And if he can get some help at tight end somewhere, it's looking real good. So, not much else to say there on his, I don't think. Luke's is next up at spot 7, taking Justin Jefferson for his first pick, followed by Joe Mixon, Javonte Williams, Kyle Pitts, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback in the 6th round, Juju Smith-Schuster, Rashad Bateman, Robert Woods, Tony Pollard, Chase Claypool, Sky Moore, Jamal Williams, Wandell Robinson, and the Broncos defense. Pat Mahomes in the 6th is one thing that surprises me. I know we had said, maybe quarterbacks go a lot earlier, but that's Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes in the 6th, and Justin Herbert just a couple picks before that. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, definitely. I like Luke's first 6 picks a lot. Obviously, Justin Jefferson, and then two running backs with Mixon and Javonte Williams. Mixon's burned me a lot in the past few years, but that team's finally kind of improved enough to where he's seen some solid work. Javonte Williams should be taken over almost completely from Melvin Gordon. He'll still split a little bit, but it seems like the news this offseason has been he's the number one guy now. Kyle Pitts was the tight end I wanted, and I'm a big fan of Amon-Ra St. Brown now after watching Hard Knocks, so he's like best wide receiver in the league as far as I'm concerned. Not really, but still a solid pick. And then Pat Mahomes in the 6th. So those first 6 get you two good, an amazing wide receiver 1, a great wide receiver 2, two solid RB1s, and then the potential number 1 tight end and potential number 1 quarterback or top 3 quarterback. I mean, that's a really good team, really good start.
Well, there hasn't been a lot of shit talking on this podcast so far tonight, and I think that I need to start it out because I'm just going to say, as I look at this team, it does not seem like a fantasy championship winning team to me. Obviously, there are going to be some changes throughout the year, but each of these picks, obviously, you get great upside with Justin Jefferson, and there's great upside with Kyle Pitts, and potentially Patrick Mahomes. Although, I think we've seen the ceiling of Patrick Mahomes, and it's going to be a lot lower than that now. Everything else here seems to be like, okay, who's highest ranked right now? They're going on my team. And just being safe with the picks. There's not a lot of risk here. And as someone that's never won a championship before, I can say with with all the credibility. No, I can't say that because I've never won, but I was going to say that I don't think that's how you win. But that's my hot take for Luke's team. I'm just going to throw it in the dirt right now.
The shame.
Yeah.
I'm not as harsh on it. I mean, I do agree, and I guarantee that's what he was doing. He had those beer sheets, so he probably was kind of marking out people as they went. Like, okay, here's the next guy that's not marked. So he's going on my team. But I like the running backs a lot. I like Justin Jefferson a lot. I like Pitts a lot. You're probably right about Mahomes. I need to remember he's not got the same team as he had.
He's not MVP Mahomes anymore.
But I still think he'll have a great season, or he'll have a good season. After that, though, I'm kind of like, any of these guys could be changed out with anybody else. It wouldn't really matter to me. But I like his starters, at least, for the most part.
Yeah. I am happy to be proven wrong. I'm ready to eat some crow at the end of the season. But as of right now, this is the team that I like the least out of all of them I've seen. So you hate to hear it. That's just what I think. All right. Let's move on to the Bars crooked ass letters and his stickers. Bars team at pick number 8, Dalvin Cook. Number 1 pick, Stephon Diggs, DJ Moore, Mike Williams, Jerry Jeudy, Miles Sanders, Dallas Goedert, Jalen Hurts, Ramondre Stevenson, Kadarius Toney, Kenneth Gainwell, Julio Jones, Dawson Knox, Irv Smith, and Tyler Allgeier. Is that right? Maybe?
Allgeier.
Going back up here, we've got the 3 tight end set. I was like, Farce, you know, you got 3 tight ends on your team. He's like, one of them's going to hit. One of them's going to hit. So we'll see if one of them hits, but.
Yeah, his team, you said you got 3 tight ends, which is taking up a lot of bench. Dalvin Cook is a good pick, first round, 8th pick. Stephon Diggs, I like his receivers. I don't know about DJ Moore. I used to love DJ Moore, but I think it's more quarterback issue than it has been a Hill issue. I don't know if that quarterback issue is solved this year with Baker Mayfield.
It has to be better.
Yeah.
With
you're Baker, probably right. It has to be. And he is the number 1 guy there.
Yeah.
But then his running backs, I mean, you got Cook, and then you got Miles Sanders, which I think he's dealing with some injury still. May not be ready for the season. I don't really know. Ramondre Stevenson, I'm sitting here in my Mac Jones jersey right now. And I don't know. Patriots running backs are just so hard to trust. You never know which hand's going to be hot.
But he's the if I have to pick one that I want on my team with the best upside, I think it would be Ramondre Stevenson, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think even over Harris, even though Harris might be like number 1 on the depth chart, but Stevenson's going to be like pass catching.
Yeah.
Guy, so
there's too many Eagles on this team. Miles Sanders, Jalen Hurts, Dallas Goedert, Kenneth Gainwell. I thought there was one more. For some reason, I was thinking you got AJ Brown, but Diggins got him. I love his wide receivers. I really do. Diggs, DJ Moore, Mike Williams, and Jerry Jeudy. But I think Dalvin Cook is incredible. That's an awesome first pick. And then, kind of like what you said with some of the other ones, after the 5th round here, really not a lot going on that's super great. I wanted Jalen Hurts on my team. I think Jalen Hurts is going to be an awesome quarterback, but I think that when you have also that many Eagles on your team, I don't know how that combination works super well.
Yeah.
But Miles Sanders is essentially been nothing the past couple of years. I don't have any stats pulled up or anything, but I just remember not being very impressed, really disappointed in what Miles Sanders is doing. And I'm no Eagles guy, but I'm pretty sure they've got some other backfield stuff going on.
Yeah, I don't. Well, they got Kenneth Gainwell, which he does have. Right. So, other than them two, it's Boston Scott. So, I mean, Sanders will Boston's be the guy once he gets healthy. But, yeah, I'm not a big fan of Miles Sanders this year.
Yeah, Kenneth Gainwell, Boston Scott. I guess that's who I was thinking of. Then, yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's a big question mark. But I like Kadarius Toney a lot. If there's anyone that I want on the Giants, it probably would have been him. Mm-hmm. I think I had him last year for a little bit. Yeah, the tight ends are questionable. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're thinking, well, if I'm going to have anybody on my bench that I'm just going to drop in the first 2 weeks of the season, it might as well be tight ends to see what happens.
Right.
So I don't have much of a problem with that, but just kind of depends on what you want to do. Parsh usually has a pretty good team. I like his starting crew up there, but the rest of it is kind of meh. And that kind of seems to be a theme with the back half of the draft here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did not want to be back there at all. Just want to look at some predictions here for some teams. I haven't really looked at that. Bars predicted 109 for the first week. That's kind of
rough. He doesn't have a defense right now.
Oh, so yeah. I'm only predicted 115, but my defense is only predicted to get 1 point. So I basically don't have one either. Yeah, he does need a defense. So one of these guys will have to go, probably one of the tight ends. But I like Mike Williams as well. So in a lot of mock drafts that I did, in taking a guy like Jonathan Taylor, Austin Ekeler, or Christian McCaffrey, I would always end up with Mike Williams, Cortland Sutton, and Michael Pittman as my wide receivers. And that was the freaking dream. I wish, like, I had no expectation for that happening in drafts that we had, but Mike Williams is a dog, as someone wise might have said once.
Yeah.
Anything else on Bar's team?
No, I think that about covers everything. He might be my, I don't know if I say least favorite team, but I'm not super high on it.
Yeah. Well, if that one doesn't get you, this one might. We got.
That's why I said maybe not.
J-Bell's team drafted 9, had the opportunity to pick anywhere he wanted on the entire draft board, and picked spot number 9. So he could select Travis Kelce with his number 1 pick, followed by Najee Harris, James Conner, Keenan Allen, Josh Jacobs, Elijah Moore, Michael Thomas, Kyler Murray, Damian Harris, Antonio Gibson, OBJ, Treylon Burks, Mark Ingram, Jacoby Myers, and the Dallas Cowboys defense, whom I selected for him.
Yeah, I'm not going to fault him for taking Kelce with his first pick.
Oh, not at all. I did it 2 years in a row.
Yeah, and just because, I mean, he could have taken Harris and Kelce would have came back, so he would have ended up with the same first two regardless.
Yeah, not a problem with that.
So I like his first two picks. I like James Conner too as a third round pick. So which way is that snake draft going? So he could have gotten like AJ Brown or Marquise Brown or Cortland Sutton or one of those guys instead of James Conner. So I may have gone that route instead of getting James Conner. The biggest question marks for me was definitely OBJ, because he's not on a team right now. But that's also the 11th round, so it's
not. And that was not Jay Bell anymore. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we don't know who that was.
At that point, Jay Bell was done.
Yeah, and at the time, Antonio Gibson, you know, since then, Brian Robinson had that accident where he got shot when he was being robbed. So
yeah.
Gibson may be the guy now until he comes back. So that may end up being okay that Jay Bell drafted him there. But yeah, at the time of the draft, I'm like, why, you know, have you not, you know, Antonio Gibson's going to be a kick returner. That seems like essentially all he's going to be this year. Yeah, so sorry, Jay Bell. I mean, this one I'd have to dub my least favorite team of the weekend.
I think my issue with it is the potential for more wide receiver depth that just wasn't taken up on. You know, I think that there's a lot of, like you said, you know, you could have taken AJ Brown there, DJ Moore, you know, or no, not DJ Moore, AJ Brown, Michael Pittman, Keenan Allen. And then I think that when you take a tight end in the first, this is just kind of what I've learned and how I've had, because I did it 2 years in a row with Kelsey. I actually think 2 years ago I took Kelsey. I was also in spot 9, and I think I took him in the second round. But it's still kind of the same issue is you can't really do what you would traditionally with the rest of your team, because now you're down a spot, like across the board. You're down, you know, you're essentially, you skipped your first pick, and you know, you need some serious depth, even in like quarterback, wide receiver, running back. It's gotta look like Antoine's team does, and having the variety of kind of all over the place with it. It seems like he's really trying to stick to running back, and you know, ended up with Michael Thomas as his second wide receiver, and OBJ, who's not on a team, as his third wide receiver.
Yeah, and I will say, if Thomas is back healthy, I mean, that could be a crazy value.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That just remains to be seen this year. And then, like, with Josh Jacobs, I mean, he had some hype in the past, and maybe this will be a year where he kind of breaks out, I guess, if you want to call it that. But he just always seems to underperform. I don't know if it was coaching decisions in the past. Maybe it'll be different this year. Who knows? And then Elijah Mitchell with the 49ers. I don't really know what the 49ers running back depth chart looks like.
I think Elijah Mitchell's on top, actually.
Yeah, he is, because it's him, Jeff Wilson. So that's okay. That one's fine then. But yeah, I agree. Wide receivers are very lacking. Then you got Treylon Burks, so he's rookie. I think Treylon will be good this year. I don't know if he should have been a drafted player or like a waiver wire ad player. Just kind of, there's been a lot of question marks with him and his conditioning. And then Jacoby Myers, again, back on the Patriots team. But he's the number one receiver there, so that might be a pretty good late ad.
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot of shit about Jay Bell's team right now, but according to Sleeper and Week 1 projections, he is projected the second highest of all the teams. You're number one at 126 for the first week, and Jay Bell's at 125. So even though his wide receivers really suck, he has a bit of depth at running back that, if they meet their average projection, he could get away with a really solid week with his team.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we're just both idiots and he's a genius.
That very well could be the case. I'm happy to be wrong, but
yep.
It's just one of those situations, again, kind of like what I said with Luke's team, is I look at it and I just don't really see anything magical happening. You kind of look at it and have an expectation, and you know, this is a pillow fighting team, as someone once called it. And you know, as an experienced pillow fighter, the projections don't do you much good.
Right.
We got one more here. Diggy himself at the end, rounding out the draft. I don't even think he even got to draw his number. Right? He just kind of kept, was it him or Forrest? No, he was last.
Yeah, he was last.
At the number 10 spot, which actually for having to pick last, I don't think is the worst position to be in.
Yeah, typically I've had last, I want to say at least two seasons, like pick like the number last. And I've always picked like sixth or seventh.
Yeah, that's where I don't want to be either. But so his team starts out with Devontae Adams as his number one pick, DeAndre Swift, A.J. Brown, Michael Pittman, Justin Herbert, A.J. Dillon, Kareem Hunt, Darren Waller, Tyler Lockett, DeAndre Hopkins in the 10th round, James Robinson, Kenneth Walker, Buffalo Bills defense, Brian Robinson, and Mike Davis. What do you like?
I like Adams. I might have went with Harris over Swift instead of Swift, obviously. But I like his receivers a lot. I like Adams, Brown, Pittman. Those three guys are real solid. Quarterback Justin Herbert, I really like a lot. Running back, like I said, I think I might have went with Harris over Swift. And then A.J. Dillon, which he'll get a lot of looks this year, and he'll be a good RB2. It's just weird. It feels weird almost because I'm so used to Aaron Jones being the guy. But everything we've heard from them, it seems like it's going to be more of a committee. So having him as RB2.
That situation, I think, is really comparable to Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Like, you can totally start either of those players, and they can have a solid week. Sometimes what you would think of as the backup in Kareem Hunt would end up having a better game. So it's that situation where both of them are, like they said, an RB1 and or their running back, they're one and they're one, you know, that they're planning on starting. So,
yeah. So I would say the receivers and quarterback are strong. Running back's kind of like above average, but not as strong as the receivers. Here and then with tight end Darren Waller, he's had some great games, great seasons, and he's had some not so great times. I think he's another one that kind of struggles to stay healthy. And then you got Adams competing for those targets as well. So, and to have both of those guys, so it's almost limiting the upside a little bit on both players for his team. But for the last pick in the draft, I don't hate it.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know what I do differently than what he did here. I also think I like Najee over DeAndre Swift, but DeAndre Swift isn't bad at all. Those are the exact two wide receivers that I would have picked in this position. Taking a quarterback there is also, I think, awesome because, you know, you get your guy with Justin Herbert, second quarterback off the board. I know he loves Herbert. And then hopefully... Honestly, the only thing I don't like about the team is DeAndre Swift. I think that's the weakest part is, you know, your running back. If you're going to go running back there, you need a dog. I don't know if that's DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, and to me, part of me thinks it's just team association with the Lions, because last season Luke had Swift and he was he was best awesome. Player. He was great, and he'll probably be great again. But you're like, man, it's the Lions. So part of it's just kind of that bias, I guess.
That's how I think about Najee Harris, though.
Yeah.
I just do think that he's a better running back. But DeAndre Swift truly could get the job done. And I don't know that there really is that much of a difference between those two players and Najee and Swift. But, yeah, you shoot your shot there. But I do like how the team is built. I think it's a really good, really good situation out of this. And maybe A.J. Dillon ends up doing great. Maybe he ends up with another running back somewhere else this season. It's a good build. I like it.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, I think that's going to round it out. I still think that probably my least favorite team is either Luke or Jay Bell's. Whose team do you like the most out of everybody here?
Not counting myself, because I honestly probably wouldn't even choose it. I'm going to go with Logan's team.
I think that's my pick too. It's just,
yeah, Antoine's team may be close second.
Antoine is my number two for sure, but Logan's team just looks pretty dominant. The running backs are just gonna be just going nuts. And then the gaps that he fills in at wide receiver, Courtland Sutton being the number one in Denver, Brandon Cooks having, you know, catching balls in for the Texans. Hopefully, Chase Edmonds at a good flex. Yeah, he's my favorite. So he's probably going to get pissed about us saying that because he's going to think that we jinxed him. But that's fine because I like the team as it stands right now. And then Antoine's too. But are there any bold predictions here? Do you look at this and you're like, oh man, I don't see this happening?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I said, are there any bold predictions that you see with this? Anything that you see happening when you look at the board?
No, I mean, maybe, I don't know. What do you have? What do you have in mind for anybody?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I think Scary Harry trades his whole team away. I think that's probably not much of a bold prediction.
I guess we could say, you know, OBJ gets signed and is a wide receiver one somewhere next week.
He gets signed by the Jets or the Jaguars.
And now, I do think he will be playing, but I think it'll be a team that's playoff bound that needs a receiver, you know, in like December or something. I could be way off base on that. I don't know, but
no, he's not signed. Yeah. That's maybe a bit of an Antonio Brown situation. You hold the question mark on your team until it's time.
Yeah.
But there's lots of love here. Solid draft for sure. Any final thoughts as we close this thing out at another hour long episode?
Well, they always seem to go longer than we intend. But final thoughts, I mean, draft weekend was a ton of fun. It's every year one of the best weekends out of the year. Always fun to get together with everyone and, you know, roast each other as we're making our draft picks and have a good time. So it was good seeing everybody and can't wait to do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a great way to start the season. It's coming up. We've got week one next week, next Thursday. Yep. Oh, my Lord. That is too soon. I'm ready. I love this this week of preseason that they've axed off with only being three preseason games. That's the freaking best. Yeah, I'm stoked. So we are going to end things here. Hope everybody enjoys the rest of the peace and calm before the storm of the NFL season, and we will catch you guys next week.